Our next presentation is Barney Gordon with Larry Murphy, and the title of that presentation is Improving Fertilizer Phosphorus Efficiency with Avail. Barney.
Appreciate it. My name is Barney Gordon, and I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Larry Murphy. We're both professors emeritus at Kansas State University, and both of us now currently do consulting work for specialty fertilizer products in Leawood, Kansas. We all know that phosphorus is a very important element in plants, required for energy storage, transfer, photosynthesis, cell growth, increased stalk and stem strength, very important in early maturity, especially in grain crops, also in crops like cotton, and also root development. Increased root development increases absorption of water and nutrients. Problem with phosphorus fertilizers is that crop recovery of the applied phosphorus that we put out in any given year can be as low, and it can be as little as 25% during the season of application. That varies with soil types, cation exchange capacities, clay content of the soil, but a good average figure is only about 25% of the applied phosphorus fertilizer we put out in a year is going to be available to the crop. At high pH, P is fixed by calcium and magnesium. At low pH, P is fixed by iron and aluminum. Iron and aluminum, they act, have a positive charge and act like magnets in the soil. They tie up the phosphorus, which has a negative charge, making it unavailable for the plant. Our phosphate fertilizers, either MAP or DAP or 1034-O, are very water-soluble. These compounds that are formed with calcium, magnesium, or iron and aluminum are very insoluble or very slowly soluble, so they're not readily available for plant uptake. Specialty fertilizer products has developed and patented a family of dicarboxylic copolymers. Can be used as a coating on granular phosphate fertilizers such as MAP and DAP, or mixed into liquid phosphate fertilizers like 1034-O. Larry Sanders is the founder of the company, first brought this particular product to me at Kansas State probably in 1995 and 1996. These are just not generic polymers. They are specifically designed for attracting these antagonistic cations that we encounter in either high or low pH soils. Went through lots of different formulations, lots of different saturation compounds, lots of different pHs of these compounds before we found something that actually worked and worked consistently. It sequesters those antagonistic cations out of the soil solution. The P remains unaffixed and available for plant uptake, and results in high concentrations of available P for plants. Has a relatively high cations exchange capacity, about 1,800 milliequivalents per 100 grams. And again, the structure is specific to attracting and absorbing these multivalent cations. Functionality is not affected by soil pH, temperature, ionic strength. It's completely biodegradable and water-soluble. Can persist throughout a season, but does not persist from season to season. This is some work I did while at Kansas State University. This is a creek silt loam soil. This research was done at the North Central Kansas Experiment Field in North Central Kansas. Creek silt loam soil up there, pretty typical of the area. North Central Kansas, South Central Nebraska. Bray-1P, 19 parts per million. pH 6.9, 7.0 range in that area. Irrigated corn, no-till corn production in rotation with soybeans. The MAP, the phosphorus fertilizer, was broadcast on the soil surface about 2 weeks prior to planting in all these years of the study. So the red line is the Avail-treated MAP. The blue line is the MAP by itself. Nice response to phosphorus. If we look at the zero P there, 154 bushels per acre, we start adding phosphorus, we start adding yields. So we did indeed, even at 19 parts per million, have a soil that was phosphorus responsive. And at every level of applied P, 20, 40, 60 pounds, P205, we got yield increases through the use of the Avail polymer treated on the MAP fertilizer. In fact, if we look there, we got better results with 20 pounds of P2O5 applied with a veil 192 than we got with 60 pounds without. And again, this was a 3-year study. This is looking at V6 stage corn whole plant pea uptake. Again, same study, same soil, 3-year average. Again, the same scenario. The red line is the avail plus the map. The blue line there is map by itself. So again, the product does what it's advertised to do. And these are all significant differences. I didn't say that before with the yields, but these are highly significant differences, statistically significant differences. So we did indeed get more P in the plant. At all levels of phosphorus, 20, 40, and 60 pounds applied phosphorus, we did get more P in that plant. This is just a field shot to check on your left, on the right there, 60 pounds P205. MAP plus the avail. Very distinct early season growth advantage there. Liquid starter fertilizers. The previous slides were with solid MAP fertilizer granules. This is starter. The starter was applied, again, in a no-till corn production system, irrigated corn, north central Kansas. The starter was applied 2 inches to the side, 2 inches below the seed at planting. Made from 10-34-0 plus a little 28% UAN to give us a little higher N content of the starter. Again, on a soil that's about 20 parts per million Bray 1P. 195 bushels per acre, no starter. Starter by itself, 214. So a nice yield increase there with the use of starter fertilizer. With the starter plus avail, 223 bushels per acre. So again, a really nice yield increase through the use of the avail polymer. This is that same study looking at the same rate of starter fertilizer with and without the avail polymer. So really distinctive early season growth advantages through the use of avail. Some fall spring work we did again. This is in the context of a corn-soybean rotation, no-till corn production. The MAP was put on in the fall after the harvest of the soybeans or in the spring about 2 weeks prior to planting the corn in the spring. Again, we got a nice response to phosphorus, 178 bushels per acre, no phosphorus, and this is averaged over our rates of phosphorus, 30, 60, and 90 pounds P205 per acre. So we have MAP by itself, either applied in the fall or the spring. No significant differences there, 202, 204 bushels per acre. So it didn't matter whether we put it out in the fall or the spring. MAP plus the avail, either applied in the fall or the spring. The same thing. We saw no advantage in fall or spring, but we did get a nice yield advantage again through the use of the avail polymer over MAP applied by itself. And again, it didn't matter whether we put it in on the fall or the spring. It was still there working for us. Looking at soybeans, these, again, are no-till irrigated soybeans, north central Kansas. Same pH range, about 7, 20 parts per million Bray 1P levels. Again, we got some nice response, looking at about 10 bushels to the acre yield response through the use of the avail rather than MAP by itself. And again, higher yields there with about 30 pounds P205 than we got with the avail product than we got with 60 pounds without. So better yields, more P in the plant, which we see here, looking at whole plant P uptake at the full bloom stage. The product does do what it's advertised to do. We got more P in that product, leading to higher yields. A little bit about cotton production. I retired from Kansas State University, moved back home to West Tennessee, and we started to do some work with corn. So different part with cotton, different part of the country, different soils, different climates down there. P functions of phosphorus in corn cotton production. Essential for vigorous root and shoot growth. It promotes early boll development, hastens maturity. That's very important for us in cotton production, especially when we move into northern parts of the cotton growing belt. If you move north of Memphis, season's always very critical for us. So anything that's going to promote early boll development and hasten maturity is going to be an advantage for us in yield. Phosphorus helps overcome the effects of compaction, increases water use efficiency, and of course, again, like other crops, it's necessary for energy storage and transfer in plants. A two-bale cotton crop can take up more than 50 pounds P2O5 per acre. So this is some work we did at Grand Junction, Tennessee. I'm sure everybody knows where Grand Junction, Tennessee is. It's the cotton capital of the world, we like to say, locally anyway. We're about 60 miles east of Memphis, Tennessee, and about 6 miles north of the Mississippi state line. Big cotton growing area, very important crop for us there. These soils are Lursell Terrace soils. This experiment was conducted on a loring silt loam soil. These are terrace soils, Lursell in origin, that are on Mississippi terraces overlooking the Mississippi River. So soil test P here in the medium range. The pH a little bit low. It's in actually, look at this area, it was 5.7 to 5.9. So we're looking at a soil with a significant amounts of exchangeable aluminum in it. Rates of fertilizer, 100 pounds of nitrogen, 0 pounds P2O5, 0 pounds of P2O5, 50 pounds of K2O is our scenario here. No phosphorus, 705, 130-50, no avail, 892, 160-50, 944. Where we added the avail, we added over 100 pounds of lint per acre. People contracted their cotton for $1 a pound this year, so we're looking at $100 an acre return on our investment here. Just a shot, same rate of fertilizer. This was broadcast again about 2 weeks prior to planting. No-till cotton production system. 30 pounds P2O5 on the right. On the left, same rate with avail. So again, a nice early season growth advantages. We got the first bloom quicker with the avail treated. We got the first open boll faster. So it did indeed hasten the maturity somewhat of this product, plus increased the yield significantly. Just a little study we also did with liquid starter with cotton. And again, about the same results there. 5, 10, or 15 gallons per acre, 10-34-0 fertilizer with and without avail. And again, we're looking at about 100 pounds per acre yield advantage there with avail than without with a liquid formulation. So with that, I would say that different parts of the world, different climates, different soils, the same basic results. It is a product that consistently gets more P in the plant that increases yields. Is phosphorus the only factor that affects yields in crops? No, but the product does do what it's advertised to do, and that is increase phosphorus in plant tissues. Any questions? Yes.
How much does it cost?
It costs between, Galen would probably be better with costs, actually sells it.
Retail's about 11 cents per pound of P2O5 applied as MAP.
Yep, so, yes, sir.
How do you attribute the generally static degree of response in all these data? In other words, on the cotton data, for example, it didn't matter what rate of P2O5 you had, it only mattered that you added the avail to get 100 pounds of lint. 100 pounds, 100 pounds, 100 pounds. Generally, what we see is changes in the efficiency to the response of P and the response of P additive that would be placed with P. So I'm just curious, to what do you ascribe this pattern of response that I see in both the Kansas data and the cotton data?
Well, I would reply that we supplied the amount of phosphorus needed for optimum production. And that's what we got. That's what our climate allowed us to have, was that yield increase.
In other words, you really
Well, it's what it was. Yes. Oh, no, we did not. We did not have a veil treatment alone. From greenhouse and lab studies, it's not likely to put in the rate you would put on a field situation would affect anything on a bulk basis enough.